This is kind of a lighter subject. What was your favorite Haitian food when you were?
In Haitian food, I close to like everything in Haiti. Yes, everything in Haiti. Haiti is a. I've never been in Haiti, but when you went, when you go to Haiti, you went, came back from your. You can see a lot of things you never see in your life, the bad and the good. Mm-hmm. Like here, the first thing I learned here, I lived for 2 years, close. You know, the apartment made here, the door phone. I never know the name. The people live close to me, never say hi. And my name, and the apartment I live in Haiti, I sure know. Every one of them leave their name in clothes. Everyone leave. I mean, like maybe 1,000, 100, I don't know. Show them. Each of them. They name in clothes. And they say hi. You know. It's a different kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends on where you live in America, too. There are some places where people are a lot meaner than...
And that's... In Haiti, so you think, go back to you, there's a bill, the house, driveway. You can't live for your driveway, for your house. But if you build a nice house, I don't know what the plan, if you're going to give them the house or what you want to do. Build the house and give the people you want to bring back the house. Or
We expect about 50% of the people to be expatriates, and then 25% would be people that lived in Port-au-Prince that are trying to get out of the city, and then the other 25% would be teachers at the school that's in the same community. So we're just trying to get a good idea of what they would like, so that when we build houses for them, you know, they're going to come and buy or rent the house, but we want to have enough variety so that they can select what they like.
First, what reason you want people live from here to Haiti? I think you can't find someone in Haiti. You don't think about that, do you? No.
Yeah, I mean, it's not our decision. It's our client, Jean Tomas, but it's his kind of, like you were talking about, your dream is to go back and live in Haiti. I think he's kind of on the same idea that you are, that he wants people that live in America to come back to Haiti.
He's hoping that people will share that dream and want to go back and help their fellow Haitians to raise the society.
One thing is that from another part of more people from Port-au-Prince to come to us is not an easy thing.
Really?
No. It's not easy. The first... you can tell the client first is build a house, build a place comfortable people can see, like you have a hotel here or a nice house. Why? People never, every people move for the things nice, it's very nice. It's nice and they find everything they need. You don't need to ask them move from the Port-au-Prince to countryside. Mm-hmm. If you want people leave from Port-au-Prince to go back in the countryside, not only the people from Fort-au-Prince come back. The people from Miragua and my countryside may be different and want to go because they think you can. They can find something. When 100,000, what are you going to do for them? Or you already asked, come back. Mm-hmm. How you can do that? But if you have everything happen, don't quit, go, move. Mm-hmm. You need to ask them.
So if they had the running water and the electricity already in the houses, and they had something to help the children to learn after high school, then that might entice people to come back from Port-au-Prince. And
the people already leave from the Blanc to Port-au-Prince. The people maybe they went to the school, or they already go to school, or they parent leaving from Lebanon now thinking send the child to other parents. If they have things, they don't need to do that.
It would be more expensive to send people to
It's more expensive.
Yeah.
You can think about the cost. It's more expensive for them. But if you build, if they have everything they need, why are they going to move? That's why I went to Port-au-Prince. Why? I'm going to leave. I have everything I need in my countryside. I went only because I have after, you know, I don't know how many grades I had. I don't need to name the grade. I can tell the different second grade. Okay. After I finish the school for 2 grades, I have to leave from my countryside to go to Africa. Because the 2 grades, you can't find it in my countryside. And the reason. I should spend the 2 grades, or maybe 2 years. After that, I'm going to go to university or professional school. But now, from the high school, I quit. Listen to me.
Yeah.
That's the problem. If now you have bill, everything, how are they going to be? They stay. Some people already in Port-au-Prince go back. After that, they went to school, high school and professional school, they can teach too. You can find the teachers or everything you need in the same you have been. I know if you want to build the high school, you have to have the people to learn, to teach, and I understand that too. Well, I think you can find people in Port-au-Prince like professional school, electricity, mechanic, plumbing, carpenter. You'll find them in Port-au-Prince.
Was it, for you, was it a lot, you went from a smaller village to Port-au-Prince, was it a hard adjustment? Was there a lot less space for you, and or was it better in pretty much every aspect? What was your experience from
in Port-au-Prince?
Yeah,
my experience is first, without everything I need to, something you need to eat, you don't need to buy it in my countryside. I can leave my house to go let the lane of my grandfather, my father have something to eat. Not before the cooking inside in my house, I can find something to eat, like cooking a different kind of thing in the yard. You eat like apple here. You can not apple, but you have different thing you eat. And but of course you have to wait for the father, mom send the food from my countryside to put away. If they done before they expect, you have to wait later. The mom market live for 2 more days. Have to do something, really. When your mom receive a letter, without nothing, you have to do something. But in my experience, and then put it, which is the hungry first. This is the way I know how people hungry and every hungry in my country because I have something to eat every day. My country and Port-au-Prince is very hard. It's very, 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 very hard. I know that. Yeah, it's very, very, very...